Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
My goodness, what a strange beginning to a show. My name's Robin Tate. I am Bongo the Sane, at Bongo the Sane pretty much everywhere. It is episode 579 of the Overseas Connection podcast. It's a video game podcast for clever people. tonight I'm joined by Kim, and I'm also joined by Kim, and I'm joined by Kim. So you've got three Kims and one Robin. Hiya, Kim. Hello.
How you doing, Robin?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, I would like to be, you know, derogatory to our fellow friends. I'm getting some, bad juju from me. Noise, forgive me. Mic noise, I don't understand what it is, but should we carry on?
Sure.
I really shouldn't say anything bad against them, should I? I mean, I could.
What are the chances they're going to hear it? I mean,
yeah. Well, I suppose. I mean, Greg DeLacy, he is locked in at the moment. He is in quarantine. No, he's not. He's in Reno with his. What did he say? With his cheeks spread or something?
Something like that.
Yeah. Cheeks spread in
spreading
Reno.
Something anyway.
Gary has been playing golf. And has just arrived in and apologised, but yeah, no big surprise. Phil is MIA, and what's the other chap called? Oh yeah, Mark. Mark's at home being a good lad, nursing wife. So, and you know, that's where we are. And Pete Chin is—he's MIA too.
Yeah.
So
he's been working or something.
I don't know. It's just an odd week, but who cares? So it'll be a quiet, intimate chat tonight on this wonderful show, and we'll see how we get on. This is a video game podcast. We do this live on a Sunday evening every night at 9 o'clock in the UK. It's 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, and 3 p.m. Central Time. And it's on twitch.tv/OC podcast, and Mixer and YouTube and everywhere else. And then if you join live, there is a nice little live chat window. And I know already Scott Stubby is there and a few other folk, and Kim's chatting away in the background. Mm-hmm. So that's why you do it live, and then you get it on wherever you get it. iTunes. I don't know where Android people get their thing from. It's pathetic.
Podbean.
Really. Is it Podbean? Does it have adverts?
That's where I get mine.
Does it have adverts?
Or Spotify.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about Mark in a while. Okay. There is a birthday coming up for James McCready. Mm-hmm. Now, James, I don't know if James is gaming any longer, but there's a video on my YouTube channel, bongosbits.com or bongosbits, if you go there, of a thing we done in EGX in Birmingham. Must be 10 years ago now. James McCready, he'll be 29 next Saturday. He's John Wilson's, if you remember John, his bud. And there's a bit of him with like a magazine wrapped around his mouth, saying, "Duke, I wish you were here, fucking fuck. it's very, very funny. So happy birthday for next Saturday, James. Another big announcement. Teflon, Jason Johnson, and his wife, who came to work for him 12 years ago when they got married. It's their anniversary today of when Sarah came to work for Jason. So congratulations on your wedding anniversary. 12 years is no mean feat these days. Very, very good. It's amazing how quickly that time goes in. If we've missed your birthdays, let us know so we can give you a shout out next year or whenever it's coming. So the people had birthdays, and for Sarah and Jason.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Here comes the bride. Here comes the bride. Indeed.
Everyone here loves story time, our favorite time of the day.
All right. So it's just you and me, kid.
Yep.
I'm going to move you so I'm looking you straight in the eye.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to look at the screen. I want to look at you straight up there. All right. Okay. So it's just been you and me and this crazy wee world. And
indeed.
It is crazy, and your left hand really doesn't know what the right hand is doing at the moment, and nobody really knows if they're up or down or sideways, or should we be wearing full PPE surgical masks and look like something out of Outbreak, or should we just be round hugging everybody? I don't think there doesn't seem to be much in the middle. Or
no.
A lot of people, the way they would talk, that doesn't seem to be much in the middle. But I think people are sensible enough to work out that we got to get out. In fact, tomorrow I am leaving the house to go and visit a site.
Wow.
For the first time now in, I don't know, how long is that? 6 weeks? 8 weeks?
Something like that,
so
yeah.
I'm going to meet him, take some measurements. I take some photographs and a bit of video, and then I'll have a conference call the following day. And I also have a meeting set up with one of my main clients on Wednesday afternoon as well. So I'll have to leave the premises. So when I'm there, I'll be sensible. I think all of us now know somebody or know someone who has been affected by this. Apart from locking down, we've known someone that has had it, or a friend of a friend. I know several people in my work there that have either family members have passed away or our friends passed away. So it is a terrible, terrible thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not lovely, that's the wrong word to use. It's very positive to see that people are starting to think about how we get back to something like normal again.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stay locked up forever. You have to be sensible, but yeah, we got to get back to it. I don't want to be odd here or say something that's out of line or political. I really don't. But I think we just have to. I'm going mad here. I'm making TikToks.
Right.
I'm 51.
What the hell's up with that?
Yeah.
But they're entertaining.
I made a TikTok tonight with, with a... about a mask, about going to my job tomorrow and needing masks and couldn't buy masks. This was the whole premise of my little TikTok. And the idea behind my TikTok was that the things that I had lying around the house, loads of them are nappies. And I'd just seen Judith changing Jasmine's nappy, and what a great idea. And if I just put a little elastic around the nappy there and there, and I put it on to show people what it was like. And of course, I take it off, and there's shit all over my face, and I go, yeah.
Oh boy.
Yes, yeah, yeah. That's the level of me.
Only you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and of course, so I posted on our internal family WhatsApp group, and my mother-in-law is going, "Well, if you need a mask, I've got plenty of them. Don't worry." Bless her wee heart. Okay, so let's see what we've been doing. What have you been up to this week, Kim?
Well, I have a new baby in the family, in a way. It's a new four-legged baby. We have a mare here who feels like she's been pregnant for the last 2 years, and she finally decided to have the little sucker. So we have a new little girl in the family. So that's new.
Hmm.
She's not got a name
what's
yet.
Like? Come on, is it like lovely looking thing, or what is it? Or
oh yeah, she's a cute little horse. So I mean I'm thrilled. She's had two boys the last few years, and I was hoping for a girl at some point. Well, we finally got one. So no name yet, because usually I'm in charge of the names. So
maybe there you go, at @OC_podcast.
Hey, yeah, there you go.
Or in the chat, or wherever, let us know what Kim's course should be, and I'm sure she could give it a few days. And
Sure.
Mm. So, explain to me again.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with a horse? So the wee horse is born now. Well, so I mean, do you just does it just keep on making spawning more horses, or what do you do?
Well, it seems like here lately that's what we've been doing. But
do you sell them?
Yeah,
or what
we used to ride a lot, so we don't ride as much now. Now it's just kind of like I don't know. I guess you'd say they're kind of like pets. Okay. So I mean, we enjoy having them out there. I mean, at some point we're gonna have to figure out something because we've got 9 of them now.
Oh wow!
So yeah, we probably better figure out something at some form or another. But I've always had horses ever since I was a little kid. So I mean, to not have one, it would be strange. So but yeah, we used to ride a lot when I was younger. We don't do it so much now, but we used to way back when. I mean, we even worked a cattle arena a long time ago. So you know.
I'm sorry to push, but what are the possibilities? I mean, do you sell them on for people to ride, or?
No, yeah, people take them. They'll break them and to ride them, or if they're not fixed, I mean, you could use them for breeding purposes. I mean, if they've got good bloodlines, that sort of thing. If they like the looks of them, so yeah. Wow. I mean, there's lots of things. So, I mean, sell them to somebody and they can use them for trail rides, because we know people that will load horses up and go to different, well, not now because of the pandemic, but they'll go to different state parks and have trail rides for the parks and stuff like that. So,
is he Dan suggesting in the chat that you should have glue?
Yeah, right?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. No, because we live out in the countryside here, and there's a couple of donkeys across from us at the moment at this time of year, and they, of course, they woke me up at 3:45 this morning, going with their usual song. And then I started to hear the birds, and Jazz, I actually got up about 4 this morning and came downstairs because I just couldn't get back to sleep again. And then we have lambs around us all over the place at the moment, and little calves. And the boys are going, if we don't fight for a whole year, can we get a lamb each next year? And I'm going, of course. That's a month ago and they haven't fought, which is like, it's usually every few hours, and now they've went the whole month without beating the hell out of each other. So I'm quite sure I won't have to cough up that bet, a gamble, but it wouldn't surprise me, because saying that we couple of wee lambs in the garden for a month or two would be lovely. Because they are cute. They come around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just when they get older, they're not so cute. But.
Yeah. Funny, the people just around the corner, they have two, like Stan and Ollie, running around at the moment. And they have another sheep, which is now 3 years old, and it's a big sheep, but they've kept it. They have loads of sheep in the fields, but this big sheep 3 years ago was a cute little lamb, and they've just kept it as the pet. So this big sheep is still the pet, and now these two little ones now are a pet. What they said, they were, this is good gaming talk, they called it, they were quads, so the mummy sheep can generally only look after two, so that she had quadruplets. Anyway, yeah, that's what happens. Yeah, fun. Yeah, it would be nice. But yeah, it would be just another thing for me to look after. And after,
I hear you, because
what, it's you?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Here a while back, Dad decided that he liked farm fresh eggs, so he thought about getting chickens. Well, we have foxes too, like So I just sat there and thought to myself, well, one, we have foxes, and two, that's just something else for me to take care of, because you know we have horses. Now we have a cow, well, a steer, you know. The cats and the dogs and everything else that comes around. So yeah, let's just throw some chickens in the mix too. Why not? You know.
Yeah, well, I'm not that great with them, you know. So the two that are still there, they were triplets, and you know, they're twins now. I haven't let them out in the last week, so they've been in their pen for a whole week. Now there's loads of space, but they're very timid. I'm back to scratch. Get them to know them and get them to be friendly. But the Mr. Fox, I think, was around last night again, because some stuff moved that was the kids haven't moved, or I hadn't moved, and he was trying to get into the little side hatch again. So failed, because there's now a big latch thing, extra latch on it. And I was out with the chainsaw again yesterday, going along the back, and I've lots of little trees. It's It's about every 5 years. These things grow so quickly, and I don't cut the whole tree down, but yeah.
Yep.
Charlie, who was out in the middle of the night helping me try to deal with the fox last weekend, he was pulling the little branches over into a big pile so we can set it on fire in a while, sorting out the stuff for firewood. Mm-hmm. But I was trying to keep him away from the big piles of feathers that were in the field where the deeds happened. Sad. Yeah, poor things. What do you do? It's just living in the countryside.
That's it.
I finished my series of books called Crash Dive. Again, there must be only one narrator in the world that I really like. It's fellow R.C. Bray. The books are by a fellow called Craig DeLuey. And the Crash Dive, it was like an omnibus or a collection of six books with one Amazon credit. Really good. Not very different. We talked about it briefly before. It was about World War II and a submarine guy, and how he started, you know, where he first commissioned and worked his way through the ranks to the end. And it was World War II and all in the South Pacific, and after Pearl Harbor, and you know all around there. Very, very good. Very, very tense. Good books. Would recommend it. Really good value. Six books for one credit. And I've started a new book there called Multitude, which is book two of the Dimension Space series. Of course, narrated by R.C. Bray and another woman, a girl. So there's two of them sort of beat off each other. And the premise goes, something went wrong at the collider in Switzerland. The collider. Wiped out everyone on Earth. This big wave sort of thing went on, and all life apart from plants disappeared. And this one guy who survived was in a vacuum testing a spacesuit type thing, like a rocket pack spacesuit in a vacuum. So he was sort of untouched by it. And the one person was left on the International Space Station, and her crew had jettisoned off, and she couldn't get away, and she was left behind, and she survived up there. And the first book is about how they didn't know about each other for half of the book, and then they found out about each other, and how they used the expertise to get her down from the space station. And now it's what has caused all this in the second book, and it's really interesting. It's very, very good so far. So I think there's three books in that range. I love my audiobooks. I think they're cool. You did a lot of the Witcher stuff as well, didn't you?
Yeah. I've done Witcher off and on because I think it's neat. They do all the different voices and all that, so yeah.
Yeah, I like it when it's acted. Some of the original audiobook stuff that came out, it was just people reading deadpan, but there's an awful lot more production value in audiobooks now. There's stuff there that you started with. This Last Smile in Sunder City. Is that Sunderland? Sunder City? What is that?
Sunders? You're a guy named Fletch Phillips. Fletch, boy, that'd been bad. Fletch Phillips, and he's a PI. And he's, I don't know if you ever read the Dresden File books, but he's a little bit like Harry Dresden. And somehow the magic at this place has disappeared. And like I said, he's a PI, and he does a bunch of different cases. And somehow he's tied into the magic at this place disappearing. And it's had an effect on all like the magical creatures, vampires and all that.
Yeah.
And I think they're all slowly dying. And I'm guessing we're going to eventually find out why the magic disappeared and why he had something to do with it. But it's written by Luke Arnold, and he played Long John Silver on Black Sails.
Okay.
So if you've ever seen Black Sails, that's who wrote the book. And I don't know, I just started it, so I'm not too far into it, but it sounded awful promising. And like I said, I've read the Dresden Files, and I like them, and that's kind of the same thing. So, I just finished Into the Woods, which was by Tana French. And I don't know, it was good, and then it wasn't. So, I don't know, it was good too. It's a detective sort of thing. A little girl goes missing in the woods, and one of the detectives also had friends go missing in the same woods, and they were never sure what happened to them. They ended up murdered or something, and they just disappeared. So anyway, he and his partner are investigating the little girl's disappearance, and they're wondering if maybe it's not tied into his two friends disappearing. So anyway, it's interesting. Like I said, there'll probably be some people that absolutely loved it, and I did up until like the end of it. and then it just took a weird turn, and it was all right. I mean, and there's a Starz show, I guess, that's based on it. Was it the Dublin Murder something, club or something like that? So that's about it for me right now. So, yeah.
So you just, when you said Little Girl in the Woods, it reminded me not of the Little Girl in the Woods. No, I've mentioned before that every now and again, every day we go out for this nice walk, about a mile and a half around our block, even just to get the kids out. And the odd time I go out with my litter picker and a big bag. And it annoys me that in Northern Ireland, where anything more than 15 minutes is a day trip, people aren't going that far in their cars here. Why do they throw stuff out around the lanes around here? It just drives me insane. But it's weird the stuff that you pick up. So yesterday I picked up a black bra on my country lane.
And wow.
And I'm going, okay, so you pick it up. And I didn't know what it was. And I picked it up and held it up. And quickly, get into my bag, quick. And what reasons would you, halfway down a country lane, which without a lay-by just at this point, so it wasn't like a wee place where they could go and have a cope. At what place would you drive along and throw your bra out the window? I've been puzzling about this all last evening, and maybe that's what
I guess. Maybe she got tired of wearing it and just pitched it out the window. I don't know. Or maybe some guy was driving home and didn't want to get caught by his wife or girlfriend with some strange bra in his car, so he pitched it out a window.
It wasn't very big. it was, you know, interesting.
Or maybe it was his bra and he didn't want to be caught with it.
Maybe I'm just jealous of those days, huh?
Well.
Interesting. So if it was your bra, I have it here still in my bag at the back here, recycling bag. So if you want to claim your bra, send a blank envelope with your dress and some postage on it, and I'll post it to you. Black it was. A black bra. Goodness me. The youth of today, it's absolutely terrible. Are things freeing up, to sort of go full circle? Are things starting to free up a little bit? I know you're out in the countryside like me, and you know, if I was just to stay here, I wouldn't notice anything different apart from a few more people than normal walking on our lane. But restaurants and stuff like that there, you know, I joke, I know Greg's up in Reno visiting his father. Yeah, he must feel safe enough to do that.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of the way it is around here. We've got restaurants that are opening back up. I mean, they're still using the social distancing where you can only be 6 feet apart. Now, I did hear on the news, and I didn't hear it all, so don't quote me as being, you know, it being solid. But I heard they were cutting the social distancing down to 3 feet instead of 6. So, I don't know. But, I mean, traffic has started to pick up. I've seen people go by today on motorcycles, and I haven't seen that in a while.
Yeah, so, that's a good point, actually, yeah. I've heard guys ripping around over the weekends. You know, you hear the, where we haven't heard that at the weekend because it was a social ride. It's weird the way the UK works because you've got Northern Ireland, Northern Mexico, Scotland, Wales, and England, and of course the Isle of Man in the middle. But all the territories have different rules as far as their attack on this is concerned. So all the stuff that the English are saying every day is not actually happening over here, doesn't apply. So Northern Ireland are being a lot stricter about when things are going to open up again. But there is a momentum building with people, I think, just to get going. So it'll be interesting tomorrow to see where we are. So yeah, okay. So that's horses and chainsawing and books and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, let's talk about games. We hear about games, so let's talk about some game stuff, yeah?
Today I feel like playing computer games. Today I feel like playing computer games.
All right. Where are we? We are almost the middle of the month, so if you don't really know your freebies by now, you don't know them. Yeah?
So tough.
There is some good stuff there.
Warhammer's out, so I'm gonna have to go download it.
Yeah, Warhammer. Yeah, definitely with that. Games of Gold. V Rally for me. I have the PlayStation stuff anyway. There's nothing on that Twitch stuff that really shakes me. don't have. And the Stadia Pro, I've just grabbed stuff anyway. I did play, I'm going to start to throw some of this stuff up. I did play Steam World Heist. And I'm going to get that up here now.
Oh.
Now, I've played both of the Steamy World games, whereas some gameplay of it to show you what it's like. Because it's not exactly what I thought it was. And I will switch to that screen there. So the SteamWorld games were platformers and you were free running and you went around and water was your fuel. So it was all steampunk sort of thing. So to work your drills and all your bits and pieces, you had to collect water and you upgraded stuff and it was Metroidvania-like. I thought this was more of the same. Style-wise, it looks very similar. Maybe a bit. The graphics are bigger by about a third, or the characters. You know, you've seen less of the character before. But it's turn-based, so your little guy moves along, and you can turn-based like XCOM, but a platformer. So you tell your guy where to go, and then you get to that point, and then you have to make your final move, whether it's hide or shoot or whatever it is. And I played the first level or two in it, and I have to give it more of a chance because I love the world, the characters and these robots, all steampunky old beaten up robots. The gameplay style is not for me, really, but it might grow on me. So
yeah.
I'm playing this on Stadia. I really have to tell all my kids to shut the heck up and stop streaming. For me, I have all the settings turned down zero, and the type of internet that I have is just not solid enough for Stadia. That's me. So this is playable. I mentioned last week that I was getting some audio dropouts with some of the other stuff. Just as if there was a, just like a breakup, a stuttering in the sound, hard to describe, an annoyance, as if there's just something wrong with it, like a bad mic, like here, sort of thing. But still playable enough. There's no screen tear or anything like that. But it, now and again with me, with all the kids, like I think there was three of them watching different things, YouTube and a movie and playing a game, it gave me a warning now and again of, you know, poor connection sort of thing. Save your game just in case. But it's free with my subscription. I'm going to give it another whiz. So I see in the Stadia thing that there now you've got the PUBG. I didn't try it yet. So it's, what else was there? PUBG, Zombie Army. I started playing it before. I haven't played any more. So I think if I'm going to play something like Zombie Army 4, I'll have to be very choosy about when I play it that nobody else is on the network to give me the best chance. Because that's a good game. Yeah, that's SteamWorld Heist. SteamWorld Heist. It's, I'm undecided yet. It looks great. It looks like SteamWorld. But the gameplay style mightn't be for me, but I'm not sure. Give it a whiz. I'll give it a whiz. What about you? You were doing
Forza something. Street.
Forza Street. Yes, I seen that. I got grabbed some video of this. So Forza Street, tell us about it, please.
All right, it's a new mobile game. Of course, it's Forza, although I did find out apparently it's just I guess you want to call it a recovering. It wasn't actually started out as Forza. It was like Miami Street or something. And they just kind of slapped a Forza thing on it. But it's a racing game. Kind of like Need for Speed, some of those. A street racing game. There's not much to it. It's kind of like an interactive movie. I mean, the most you do is you hold your thumb on one side of the screen for gas. And then there's another little button on the other side of the screen for like nitro. And that's pretty much it. When you go into corners, they have a deal. You either let off the gas or you push it. So it's not real, you know, it's not very challenging, which I guess is nice because if you've ever tried to play a racing game on your phone where you have to tilt the phone to make the car,
It works, but it's crap. Yeah, you wouldn't do it
exactly.
Well. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's a good little time killer. I mean, if you've got, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes or whatever to kill, it's a good one for that because there's, like I said, there's not much of anything to it. You press the gas at this point and you let off at another point and you might hit the nitro so you can get around the corner, you know, that sort of thing. But it's, you know, I think I've got five or six cars in it built up already, so I mean it goes by fairly quickly, and I've got three of the racing sections done, so I don't know how long I'll stick with it. Maybe until I get bored. But I do kind of like racing games. I just didn't like the ones where you had to tilt the phone because I'm crap at it. So this works for me. I mean, it's not anything, you know.
I have heard people giving off about it saying it's not great. Mm-hmm. Do you think it's a cop-out cop-out would be the wrong word. A weakening of the Forza name, you know, that's why people are paying attention to it,
yeah, because maybe.
It has that Forza name to it.
I wonder, like I said, for me it feels more Need for Speed than it did Forza, but you know, whatever. So you know, like I said, if you like a car racing game but you're crap at tilting your phone to make it work, this could be right up your alley, because like I said, it's more like an interactive, I don't know, like an interactive movie or a show or something than like an all-out racing game. But like I said, it's a good time killer. I don't play it maybe every day, but maybe every other day, or if I'm sitting there bored watching the wee one as he's watching Puppy Dog Pals on the Disney Channel about to go out of my mind, you know, it's good to fire it up and, you know, do a few laps before, you know, going and doing something else. So...
Okay, I haven't downloaded it. I must go and grab it. Because it's free. Yep. I suppose there is some sort of system to scam you for money to buy cars or upgrades and stuff like that. I suppose.
Oh, yeah, there is the little, you know, buying things like there is with most mobile games. But I haven't done it. And like I said, I've managed to level up quite a few cars.
That's
and
right.
stuff.
Sorry,
are we meant... stuff they give you.
I meant to talk to Mark. So now you've talked to me about buying games on a phone. So Mark is leaving... It'll be very interesting to see the response. he is leaving his Apple Nest as far as phones are concerned. Mm-hmm. Has bought himself a phone from China. Yeah. And it's coming. This is his first Android phone.
Mm-hmm.
And he's nervous about it. I'm sure he'll be fine. We had this chat through the week about it, all of us. And... I'm sorry. I am sure everybody's very happy with their Android phones. I have tried three times since the iPhone 1 came out to get into Android phones. As recently as, what, a year and a half ago with the big Samsung that I have, I managed about 4 months and I went and bought an iPhone again. So, you know, I just like that simplicity. And that works for me. I'm well invested like Mark. But Mark wasn't an option for Mark this time. So I'm sure he'll love it. And hopefully, like me, he won't learn to hate it. So
hopefully.
Yeah. But it's a bit of a learning curve. And I'm sure he'll be brilliant.
Yeah.
Because we get fed like babies with Apple phones. Now, here you are. It's everything's just in where it is, and there's the place where you've got an awful lot more variety and options. And that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I mean, for me, it's difficult because that's all I've ever had is Android. So I'm sure if I switch to Apple, I'd probably be the same way. So I mean,
but Mark,
it is what it is.
China. They'll be spying on you, Mark. We'll be watching you do all your illegal stuff because China. Okay, mentioned last week that I've been starting my very slippery slope on racing games again. It's kind of because I bought the rig that's over my shoulder here, and my cockpit, and a wheel with force feedback. It's not a HOTAS that I can say. It's not a Thrustmaster. The main game that I have been playing here... was Project Cars 2. I started the initial series in its most basic level that you sort of work your way up. I found it very, very difficult. I was handy enough with a controller on Forza and all these other games. And with a wheel, it's a completely different monster. And trying to be authentic in driving it in cockpit view, it has... Yeah. So I completely failed on the first season and I had to go back and do it again, and that was just learning the feel of the wheel and stuff. So I've done that.
Yeah.
Now what I wanted to do was, where I'm sitting now, there's three screens here, and I downloaded Project Cars 2 for the PC. I could get the three screens to work immediately with Forza Horizon. So I pull my cockpit right up tight here. So I'm sitting So the wheel is right here when I'm here. So I'm and I pull the screens forward. So they're right. I'm right in the middle of the screens, and even on Forza Horizon, fantastic. You know, but it worked straight out of the box. And on Project Cars 2, there's settings in there for multiple screens, but I can't get it to work. I can go into the NVIDIA thing on my dash and make the three screens work as one, but I can't, for whatever reason, get Project Cars 2 to work for the three screens, because I would really like that, and I would play it on PC if that was the case. I don't have a big graphics card in here. It's a 980 or something, or 960. So I'm sorry, PC speak. Decent enough, bit behind the times now, but can run Forza Horizon with three screens, no problem. So I went back then to playing it on the Xbox, and I had a ball. I've been out maybe three nights through the week. Wow, really, with the cockpit and the real pedals, and it's all bolted in nice and tight now. It's fantastic. It really is. And I have the surround sound speakers on stands, so that the rear engine car that I'm driving, the sound of it's coming right behind my ears, and the front of the front bit of the wind and the guy in my ear sort of coming. But it's just so cool. You can get lost in it so well. I bought a set of Corsa this week as well. So the difference between Forza and Horizon and Project Cars and Assetto is, I think the latter are a bit more simmy based, where the Forza Horizons and definitely is a lot more arcadey. So, and I'm looking for that realism thing. Yeah, look, if you've ever thought about getting a wheel and you have the space, get one. Get a force feedback wheel. Start with something like the Logitech for PlayStation, and also works with PC, or the Logitech, is it this 902, I think it is, which works with PC and Xbox. Force feedback, and if you can have the space for a cockpit to bolt it all into, do it. It really, getting down there, down and dirty in there with the fixed pedals, rather than sitting on an ordinary seat, it is pretty fantastic. Yeah, as these on the screen now, this is the little Formula Ford series that I've been racing in, and I've progressed now to the European Formula Ford series. And I was racing on the Portuguese track, which is one that I didn't actually know that well. So it's challenging for me, and I'm loving it. So I'll probably go through the single player campaign stuff just to get myself used to the cockpit and the force feed wheel and stuff like that there, before I'll dabble in multiplayer, get my head around it all. And I've even started to look now at the PC, should I upgrade, and yeah, or maybe do that, get a decent graphics card and maybe try and work that one out. That might be fun. So yes, racing games very, very much in my wheelhouse, and of course my wheelhouse is in my cockpit. But not to reiterate that too much, because I think I've said cockpit many times. Okay, so that's what I've been at there with that. Is there anything on your wee list there?
No, there's not.
Okay, well, that's what I've been at. I've been dabbling in lots of other wee bits and pieces as well, but nothing that I can talk strongly about. There is a couple of things that I've grabbed off the Apple Store. I'll just give you the names. You have them here now. I've played one a little bit, which is called Dear Reader. And Dear Reader is like a fill in the blanks with really classic novels. Sense and Sensibility was the first novel. And yeah, it went through some of the main pieces. So you're reading, and then you have to you get multiple guesses of, like our quiz, multiple guesses. Mm-hmm. Like she said, bollocks, or tits, or cockpit, or where is my headdress, or whatever it is. So yes, Pride and Prejudice is what I'm going through now as well, and it's quite interesting. So it's mostly text, but you fill in the blanks and you're reading some classic novels, and I suppose that is teaching you a bit as well, so it's quite interesting. And there's another one that I have here, which is called Robin, that's so bad. Oh yeah, Pilgrims. Pilgrims looks really, really cool. And in fact, I'm going to try and just quickly pull that up here. Pilgrims iOS. This is a little hand-drawn action adventure thing with multiple choices. And if you look at it, it looks like... what was the bear in the woods? What was it? What's that thing? The Gruffalo. It looks like the style of the Gruffalo. And it's sort of card choices and card deck building game, but it just looks pretty fab. So I'm going to get stuck into it this week. It looks brilliant. That up arcade's nice. Good. If you play a lot of handheld stuff, it's good value. You're £4 or £5 a month. Yeah. Okay. So that's the gaming stuff that we've been doing. Dozen. We don't have a quiz.
Nope.
Because, you know, it's stuff, you know, people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you need people. So, okay, let's go through some of this. Okay.
Here is the fucking news.
Okay. Grand Theft Auto was for freeze on the Epic Games Store. It's going to be free until the 21st of May. It was accidentally released in a little tweet and they pulled it back and then it was freeze. Most people in the world own a copy of Grand Theft Auto 5, but maybe not everybody owns it on PC.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to grab it and of course that was day before yesterday and of course the Epic store had crashed. And I think everybody, so quite a lot of people were looking for it. And didn't get it, so sad face. But I'm sure they'll get that back together and maybe they'll extend it out past the 21st of May. So, if you don't own it on PC, go grab one of the best games of our time. Grand Theft Auto 5, definitely. Okay.
Okay.
Ubisoft is suing Google and Apple over a game called Area F. I'm going to throw it up on the screen right now and you can tell me what you think. Ubisoft aren't happy with this Area F2. It's a free-to-play shooter on the Google Play Store and Apple Store. Mark, you'll be able to play this game from the Google Play Store on your phone from China. that appears to be just a pure clone of Rainbow Six Siege. Ubisoft is now suing to have it removed, the game from popular mobile app marketplaces, so I would say grab it. Bloomberg has reported that a complaint filed in a federal court in Los Angeles on Friday, Ubisoft called Area F2 a near-carbon copy of Rainbow Six. Let me forward a bit. There's the gameplay coming up. I couldn't really tell the difference. Yes, graphically, we'll remember with the handheld and iOS stuff. Mm-hmm. But this looks like Rainbow Six.
Yeah.
So, the game was created by guys called eJoy.com, a company owned by a Chinese multinational technology company, Alibaba. Did the Chinese copy a game with impunity? No, they would never do that, would they? Anyway, Ubisoft explains in their complaint that Rainbow Six Siege is one of their most valuable intellectual properties and they believe that Area F2, or FU, is built to piggyback on their popular game. It might seem weird for Ubisoft, but the store owners and not the actual developer and publisher of Area 2, but as Engadget speculates, it might have to do with where Alibaba and eJoy.com are located. So they're suing Google and Apple because they can't sue Alibaba because copyright infringement in China is challenging and might be easier for Ubisoft to get the game removed from popular stores like Google Play, which would make it harder for Area F2. Okay, I get it. So yeah, remove it from the stores. Because you can't attack the people in China. Yeah, that's sad. It's sad for the people who have made this game. Because it looks like they're talented enough people to do it. And it's a shame that their skills have been wasted on a cheap copy. On a nasty copy. So there you go. You played Rainbow Six, didn't you?
A little bit. I haven't played a lot, but I've played a little bit off and on. So.
All right. Tony Hawk is back in the news. Would you believe it? Tony Hawk, he turned 52 earlier this week. Yeah. He's the same age as me. So maybe I should get a skateboard.
Yeah, maybe.
And I should start doing some serious skateboarding tricks. Yeah.
Oh, well, sure. Anyway, make some TikToks of those.
So there's a bit of news about there's going to be a full remaster of Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. You won't be playing Tony Hawk as a young buck. You'll be playing Tony Hawk as a 52-year-old. So they're going to have aged skaters, and the kids have now matured into adults. So, yeah, all of the 20-year-olds that have now become old fogies, like me. But thanks to new scans by Activision, the up-and-coming remaster will feature the original pros in all their middle-aged glory. So you can imagine, dad bods on skateboards. So that should be fun enough. I don't know. There's been it'll have to be really good, because I actually think it's lost its window, isn't it? No? As skateboarding, it's still really popular, but it's very niche again, isn't it?
I think so. I mean,
not all the kids are skateboarding anymore. Maybe they are, maybe just the cool ones. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm an old fogey now. That's maybe what it is. So, but it is cool that they're doing that and they're recognising that, you know, it's, why not? Yeah, and maybe, maybe it's also appealing to 20 years ago when, 20 years ago, I was 30. 30 years ago when people like me were playing skating games, they're appealing to folk like me, so.
That could be, because I can remember playing these games way back when, so.
Yeah, so, look, you can name them all, like Rodney Mullen, he is now, 53. Chad Muska is 43 next week. Andrew Reynolds, 42. Elisa Steamer, 44 maybe. Steve Caballero, he's almost 55. So, yeah, all those famous names from way back. Anyway, should be fun. We'll give it a whiz when it comes. Anthem, the game that promised so much, and so kind of didn't really do it. There was a few months back there was talk about Anthem 2.0, like a complete revamp, complete almost redo of the game and the story, and there's going to be a massive overhaul on it, because aesthetically it looked great and those suits and it had so much potential, but because of the development cycle and there was so many people left and changed and they were pushed and pulled all over the place, a really messy development process, they've said, look, we have something here, but it's going to need to go back to the drawing board almost with it. They're saying now that it will not be anytime soon that we'll be seeing that. So, not in three months. It'll maybe be a year before we see that again. And there's going to be a sort of a longer term redesign. So, it is coming, I think. I think it probably deserves it, no? Do you think it's...
Yeah, well, my question is, okay, if they're going to take this long to kind of overhaul it, I guess you'd say, is anybody really going to be interested in it once it comes back out again? I mean...
Yeah, you'd think, you know, maybe they've went, okay, I'll tell you what we do. We know what the problems are with the story. We know what the problems are with that. That we just change those things and make it great. And maybe it would be great.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, what you're saying is absolutely right. Because if they only do that, that's not enough to make people buy it again. So probably they've realised that it needs to have a completely new focus and completely new style. Maybe just using the assets and the technology. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, Evolve as a game looked fabulous, but it was kind of crap. I think this has fallen under that problem as well. Oh, yeah. Good luck. I like BioWare. It's a shame that they've sort of fallen on weird times over the last
while. Same here.
It's annoying. BioWare was always one of the ones you could almost relied on. So the next little thing that I picked up here isn't. This is like something you'd have on cable news. It's not a story at all, but it is. So, over the last week or so, Unreal PS5 demo came out, and it kind of looks pretty darn cool. But as demos are, we've seen over the years things that look absolutely fantastic, but in real life, does any gaming company have the time, resources, and money to make graphics like that are on our screen right now? You know, look at the detail of the rock formations. We run past the rock formations. It doesn't have to be that detailed all the time. Anyway, the story in Kotaku, the headline was, Epic and Microsoft aren't saying whether the Unreal PS5 demo can run on the Xbox Series X. That's not really a story. You know, they haven't said yes it can or no it can't. They haven't said anything. Maybe it can and maybe it can't. But enjoy what's there because it looks fabulous. It does look really lovely. What's it? Epic Games, the demo was revealed on Wednesday running on PS5 because that's been our target platform for this particular experience. Spokesperson for Epic told Kotaku in an email yesterday. Unreal Engine 5 with core technology like Niagara, VFX and Chaos Physics and Destruction, and the newly revealed Nanite Visual Virtualized Geometry and... Oh, God, fucking hell. It looks great. Both of these machines, the new PlayStation, the new Xbox, are going to be fabulous. Stop splitting hairs, will you? You know? And I hope games look like what we're looking at on screen right now. If you haven't seen that, if you're listening to this audio, go and look for that Unreal PS5 demo. It's unreal. It looks fabby-dabby. So, yeah, it's a great time to be gamers. It's always a great time to be gamers. Microprose. Microprose, way back, Kim, you won't remember, you were in nappies when I was playing Microprose games. And Microprose were famous way back in the day for old-style racing games that I would play, like Jeff Crammond's Formula One, way back PC stuff. The name of Microprose is coming back, and there was a trailer for a new game, or a teaser for a new game. Here it is, I just brought it up there now. Stay on that screen, sorry about that. Microprose. And the new game is called Sea Par. It looks like a naval combat, as I just said on the screen, with plane battles and plane fighting, and it looks interesting. I like the look of this. Don't know that, you know, yes, there is that World of War planes and stuff like that there. I don't know if it's like that or more arcadey, but it looks kind of cool. It's like, so there's about a minute and a half of a little teaser trailer. That was a submarine missile popping in there into the water from that plane. So yeah, it looks like cool. So it looks like air battles and war planes and warships. It looks kind of groovy. I like the look of this. So, the ultimate simulation of naval combat in the missile age. Oh, missile into the submarine. One ping per silly. Oh, no. I wonder what was going to happen to them. So, yeah, I like the look of that. And I like that company name. It's lovely to see that name coming back into the world again. So, yeah, I would say that will be nice to have. And one of the last things we're going to mention here is my favourite games on the Nintendo Wii.
Ooh, well.
And that was Paper Mario. And Nintendo have revealed their new Paper Mario, the Origami King, is coming to Switch in July. If you don't know what sort of Paper Mario is, it's paper. So Mario is like 2D paper, and if you turn a piece of paper with a drawing on it, it's very narrow when you're looking at it sideways. You can flick in and out of different worlds and different realities by flicking your paper around, and it's very, very clever. Geometry comes into place. So anyway, Nintendo have announced a new Paper Mario game. It's coming to Switch in July 17th, called Paper Mario The Origami King. It'll be the sixth game in the series and the first on the new console. The story looks like it'll revolve around trying to liberate Princess Peach's castle from a new paper-based menace called King Ollie. Exploration, meanwhile, will be based on the new ability called Fold Arms, in which Mario extends his appendages in weird ways to solve puzzles and deal with enemies. A new Paper Mario game was previously reported to be coming this year, back in March. In an interesting move, Nintendo has decided to drop the news out of the blue rather than reveal it through a Direct. Nintendo has had Directs specifically for Pokemon and Animal Crossing this year, but none laying out its more general plans for the coming year. As a result, the back half of the Switch's 2020 release calendar is looking sparse. Look, well, if they keep on dropping fantastic stuff like this here, there won't be any issues, because I'm quite sure Paper Mario will be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I like Paper Mario. I like, yes, the quality of that Nintendo stuff is still fantastic. Tuesday night of this week, I have an admission to make. I did not do my movie night, Kim. I'm a bad boy. I'm a very, terrible, very naughty, naughty boy. And because I got caught up with other stuff. I'm really sorry. I was in my cockpit and I couldn't resist. I'm sorry, Dan, and all the people that generally attend, but I just couldn't stop myself.
Playing with your cockpit again.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you got playing with your cockpit all night long, how could you stop? Once you get your fingers around that force feedback, you can't get your fingers off it again. So, So I'm sorry. So, on Tuesday evening, using Netflix Party, Discord, or a mix of 2-7 on Amazon, we stream movies. We've done the IT Crowd, which was good fun. John Wick, Monty Python Outbreak, 2012. Disaster stuff. So at 10 o'clock UK time, you can work it out wherever you are. More than welcome to join. Keep an eye on Twitter and on Facebook, our Facebook page, and to see. I put a link up there. It's very, very simple to do. It's just a little extension you stick into your Chrome browser for Netflix Party. If you have to be a Netflix or Amazon subscriber. It doesn't cost you anything to do this, but to watch, you have to be one of those. And one person sort of controls the stream, and we can chat away with the wee chat box, like on the show here as well. But we do live chat on Discord. So keep an eye on Twitter and WhatsApp on Tuesday evening, 10 o'clock, and we'll watch something silly and have a bit of a laugh and have a beer and a bit of crack and a bit of fun. So, yes, Tuesday night. We'd love to have you there again, Kim. That'd be good.
I know. I'll do my best.
Okay, I want you to talk a bit because I need to drink some beer and have a look at the chat. So, new releases.
Alrighty. Yeah, here are your new releases for the 18th through the 24th. And they are A Fold Apart for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One on the 19th. Golf with your friends. Okay, why not? PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Switch also on the 19th. Gorn? Is that? Yeah, okay, Gorn. For the PlayStation VR also on the 19th. Which is funny because I have a town not very far from me that's also called Gorn, but I don't think it's the same thing. At least I hope not, because that would be the most boring VR game ever. So, Mafia 2 Definitive Edition on the 19th. The Wonderful 101 Remastered. Okay, what was so wonderful? For the PlayStation 4, Switch, and PC, also on the 19th. Followed up by Cannibal Cuisine. Mmm, yummy. For the Switch and PC on the 20th. Crucible for the PC on May 20th as well. Never Song, also for the PC on May 20th. Red Wings Aces of the Sky for the Switch on the 21st. Timely for the PC on May 21st. Also, What the Golf. I guess if you don't want to play golf with your friends, you can play What the Golf on Switch on May 21st. Maneater, not to be confused with Cannibal Cuisine apparently, on PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Switch, PC on the 22nd. Maneater. Why does that sound familiar? I don't know.
It's a song.
I was thinking. Well, yeah, that too, but I was thinking there was another game called Maneater, but maybe I'm wrong.
Did somebody shout at you? Cam, you're a Maneater!
Once or twice, maybe.
Really?
But I don't like to talk about that. Yeah. Saints Row, the third remastered.
It's your fucking bra.
PlayStation 4. Xbox One and PC on the 22nd. And Sword Art Online. Alization Lacoris I hope that's right. If not, I'm sorry. What PlayStation 4, Xbox One, PC on the 22nd.
You really could make a mess of that second word. Really, you could, couldn't you?
You know. You're really good. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. There, those are your new releases. So there ought to be something there for everyone. From your cannibals to your man-eaters to people playing golf.
Mafia 2 Definitive Edition. I believe that looks absolutely frigging awesome. Again, mm-hmm. one of the games of our lifetime. If you've never played Mafia 2, forget about Mafia 1.
Never played it.
You can almost forget about Mafia 3. Play a bit of it and then get bored. But Mafia 2 is... It's awesome. It's like Grand Theft Auto, but without all of the side missions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all story driven. Really, really good. Guy comes out of the war and into New Yorkish or LA, where it lives. Yeah, and Italian family goes right into the family business, and it's about that struggle and the story and mm-hmm. him and some friends that came back from the war and those families, and it's brilliant. You have to play Mafia 2. One of those things.
Okay.
Now, what else is on there? What the Golf? Yeah, What the Golf's good.
It's yeah, on, What the
but
Golf?
But it's on Android, those China ones, and Apple stuff. So, since for the third rematch. My goodness me, they're still at that. And the week after,
I know,
this,
right?
The week after this one is Minecraft Dungeons.
I can't wait. It's already downloaded.
Yeah, so. Me too. Me at all.
And I don't like Minecraft, so hey.
Oh, right, you know. Okay. Well, yeah, but it has dungeon crawly stuff, so it'll be right up up our street.
Exactly.
So, yeah, some good stuff coming. It's nice to see. It's funny, lots of news this week, lots of new stuff, lots of games mm-hmm. starting to come out. So, again, the world is starting to come back again, so. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Victory achieved. Victory achieved. When you finish games, we try to give you money. We try to give you money if you send a photograph of the credits in the background with a photograph of you standing in front of the credits. Yeah. And you put that off to @OC_podcast with a hashtag of victory achieved. And once that comes, I get it. I retweet it. It depends. The last while I haven't had as much time, but it always is retweeted. And we'll stick a funny thing on the photograph or do something. And we'll give you a shout out. And you go into the pot. There is not a pot. You go into the hat. There is not a hat. You go into a bag. It's a virtual thing, okay? And once every 3 months, a name is pulled out of the hat. There is no hat. And you might be the winner of that. And you will win $20 or £15 of a gift card for PSN, XBL, Steam, Stadia, whatever you want. We'll get it for you, and you can spend it whatever way you want. And there have been winners mm-hmm. already this year. The Taff Man, he won for playing Zelda, you know. So we give money away once every 3 months. Mm-hmm. And the next draw is on the 30th of June. Where's this year going? Apart from down the toilet, I mean, where's it going?
Yeah.
So people that finish games. A little favourite of mine, a little guilty pleasure, lovely little game. Dan, Fletch 90. God almighty, your hair, Dan. The Gardens Between. Yeah, that's a lovely little game. Another fantastic game that I've championed and really, really love it. My friend Pedro was finished by Gunslinger. Tom, very well done. I hope you enjoyed it. Dan, who's in the chat, he has worked his way through Halo, and he's just finished Halo 2 Anniversary on his PC. Which is, you know, mm-hmm. Master Race and all that.
Yeah.
Calling all cars. He finished Shadow of the Tomb Raider. He done Tomb stuff. Denik TQ After Party. I've never been to one of those. Never.
No, me neither.
No. James, that's Jay, finished Greg's Journey. No, it's Old Man's Journey. Another little guilty pleasure of mine. There's three games of mine which I absolutely love there. So Gardens Between, a lovely little sort of semi-love story between childhood friends that played with each other and how they grew up and they reminisce before one of them moves away. That's lovely. My friend Pedro, very frenetic, fast shooter, really, really good. And Old Man's Journey is a short, maybe a couple of hours long, about an old man on his way to try and find his wife. and in a home, as it turns out to be, and yeah, about memories and stuff, and it's lovely, very, very nice, heartwarming stories. So very well done. You are now all entered into the pot, and we'll draw you out, and for that, you get this beautiful, beautiful man saying this.
You all have a victory's achieved. Victory's achieved. You have one. Victory's achieved.
There you go. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Do you know what, Kim? That's almost a show, isn't it?
Almost, yeah.
Almost a show.
Yeah.
In the chat there, so just some of the stuff we're talking about. Dan is talking about Mafia 2. He says it's great. He's right, absolutely. He's saying it's a bit like The Godfather, that 2 was one of the best. 3 was kind of crappy, and 1 was just finding its way. Mafia 3 is too long. Mafia 1 is not to play. And Mafia 2 is just it just hits it right. It's really, really good. So there you go. The Mighty Boosh is what Greg, Dan wants to see on Tuesday. We'll see if it's available in the UK as well. Scott Stubby, like the Hunt for Red October. Do you know what Hunt for Red October? I must have seen it. I swear I probably have seen that 500 times. Probably. It's one of those movies. Now, I'm married 23 odd years, okay? So sometimes I'll go to bed with an earbud in or an AirPod or whatever it is and listen to a podcast or an audiobook until I fall asleep. And the odd time if I'm not listening to an audiobook, I'll put on a movie. And The Hunt for Red October, you scrub through until they start speaking English. But yeah, that would be one of those ones over and over and over again. I just love The Hunt for Red October. I just think it's fantastic. There's just something superb about it. And that's, again, full circle to go back round to crash dive those books. I kept on thinking that my character was a young Sean Connery. Our old adversary. Yeah, I love that sort of stuff. So I don't know what you all do to go to sleep. You know, maybe you just have a cockpit to sleep in. I don't know. Anyway, all right. So if you want to go into that chat that I'm talking about now, you come on to live, and it's on twitch.tv/OC podcast, Mixer and YouTube. And we do it live on 9 o'clock in the UK. Every Sunday evening, 1 o'clock on the West Coast of America, 4 p.m. East Coast, and 5 p.m. in Central Time. And 7 a.m. for Mr. Miyagi over in Australia. G'day. I must get really old. Leave us a review. And if you want to contact us, listen to good old Nicole here. She'll give you all the details.
You like us. We like you. See where I'm going with this? Follow us on Twitter at @OC_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, fb.ocpod.com, or email us, podcast@ocpod.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Usually insert funny noise here. okay. None of the guys know this yet, but what we are going to do over the next... it mightn't be able to be sorted this week, but for next week, before this all disappears and normality comes, is we're going to do it's not going to be a podcast. It's going to be a drinking, like the movie night. We're going to sit here round the fireplace with a few beers and just screens. And we're going to sit and talk crap. And we're just going to have a wee live chat just to sit round the campfire and sing Kumbaya. If we talk about games, we talk about games. If we talk about... it'll just be like a normal podcast then. We're going to sit, throw insults at each other. God knows what we're going to do. But over the next week or so, we're going to do that. And we'd love you to join us to do that. So whether it be in a stream chat or if you want to come on and have a chat with us, I'm sure we can arrange that as well. Just keep an eye out for that. And we'll get that organized with everybody. Okay. Contact the show. You've heard of Nicole. Facebook, Twitter, You know, if you want to be part of our WhatsApp, there's several WhatsApp groups. There's a, like a What's Going On WhatsApp group that lots of the gaming guys are in, and lots of other stuff. So you want to be part of those, contact any of the myself, Kim, Greg, definitely not Gary, you know, Mark, anybody, you know, Phil, if you want to sort of get in to one of those WhatsApp groups. So, and they're all pain-free and nobody gets insulted in them. We give a bit of stick, but, you know. okay. Yeah. Dan's up for that. Okay. Right. Some shout outs in the chat there, please, Kim. And then we'll just get away out of here. Because I want to get into my
cockpit.
Yes.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, we've had some shatters, of course. Thank God for shatters. We've had Hardly Nan, Scott's Debbie, Dinkster UK, Aiton, Commander Root, Electrical Longboard, Feet. That's the name, Feet. Huh. Whatever. I don't know how legitimate some of these are, but there is Ariana Marie XXX.
Wow.
Don't know.
She's not.
And then there's Cookie Cruncher.
She contacted me earlier about the bra.
Oh. Ah, see. All right. And those have been our shatters for today. So thanks, y'all, for jumping in the chat and talking about Robin's cockpit and whatnot. So shout out to Robin, because thankfully you showed up, because I'm not hosting. God, can you imagine what kind of dumpster fire that would have been?
I don't know. I wasn't sure, because I didn't want to start hounding people. I had it prepared. There's a lot of new stuff that I'd slotted in there, because I was prepared to fly solo tonight if I had to. So thank you very, very much for coming on to the show. It's nice to have a foil.
Sure thing.
I know I could talk the hind legs of a donkey, but it was lovely to have you here too.
That's all right. I'm used to that. You should see my father. There's a story, and I'll make it quick. But when we were kids, he could find anybody on the street, I kid you not, and talk to him for 2 hours. And when you're 8 years old and all you want to do is go pee and go home, and your dad's still talking to the same person that he's been talking to for the last 3 hours... I understand completely. So, I want to shout out you. Hopefully everybody has a good week. If you need somebody to prattle on to about anything, you know, look me up. You can find me on Twitter, on the Xbox, you know, whatever. Shout out to Mother Nature. Hopefully this rain crap she's got going on will cease existing soon enough, and it'll start warming up again, because, you know, it's a bit chilly for shorts today, but I'm wearing them. So, how about you there, Robin?
Yeah, just it's like a play on the phrase, like, go pee or go home. Is it like go big or go home? Or,
right.
I can imagine it. Yeah. Yeah. My dad would have been like that too. Could go nowhere. Jim.
He knew everyone.
Jim.
So.
Jim. And everybody knew him one way or another. Yeah. It's funny.
Freaky thing. My dad's name is Jim.
Oh, there you are. No. It's funny, today, this weekend would have been Northwest 200, which is the big motorbike race over here, one of the biggest outside events, and it's again cancelled this year, but Facebook does that memory thing, and there's a nice photograph of my father 6 years ago, rainy day like today, cold in this time of year, in a pink one of those raincoat things that you put over your head, plastic disposable jobs, pashmina, is that what it is? The thing they give away free to poncho. Thank you very much, Dinkster.
Poncho.
A pink poncho. My father, who was 84 years old, with a pink poncho on, with a smile on his face. And sadly, that later on that year, that was the beginning of the end of it for him, my mother, and him. But it was lovely seeing those photographs again. And again, this weekend, the, you know, Northwest 200 motorcycle race, which is crazy. We would all be not there. Another thing that's not happening this year. Anyway, I want a massive, massive shout out. And your thoughts to Mark and Jenny. Jenny's not well again.
Yep.
Nothing terribly, everything is serious with Jenny, but she is needing a little bit of medical help with breathing again this evening. So, thoughts to Mark. It's an unbelievable amount of extra stress. You know, he works in medical, fixing ambulances with this virus around, and his wife isn't well. It's delicate. I just cannot put myself thinking about it in his situation. So our thoughts are with you, Mark. Hope that's all right. And Jenny too. To Jason and Sarah, happy anniversary again. To everybody that's joined us in the chat tonight, to all of our co-hosts and our boss Greg, we love you guys. Even though you've bought a phone from China, and we will see everybody on the official show next week. Tuesday night is movie night. There might be another night if we can all get enough of us together later on in the week. And thank you very much for listening to this show. And I think sure. I'll do it. I think I'll do it for now. So goodbye, mm-hmm. everybody, and stay safe. See ya. Bye bye.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.